You're listening to SBS News.
A local football or cricket match should be a friendly family day out, but a youth survey has found children as young as 11 are noticing racism at community sporting events. The World Vision study has revealed half of respondents agreed there was a strong underlying culture of racism in Australia. More than half of the young participants strongly agreed the Australian government should do more to prevent racism. World Vision's youth engagement leader is Will Mesner.
Young people are experiencing racism at rates that are pretty unacceptable, and we actually think that this is a real opportunity for Australians to sit up and take notice of the fact that Australian young people need to feel safe wherever they are, whatever their background, whatever their skin colour, and there's more that we can actually be doing to help them with that.
Public transport and shopping centres were also racism hotspots. When asked about the top challenges facing refugee families settling into Australian life, almost 79% named discrimination as the biggest hurdle. Mr. Mesner says according to their findings, the issue of racism has become worse over the past 12 months.
If you're a person of colour, if you're a person of a refugee background, then you don't need anybody to tell you what racism is. It's something that you're seeing in the way that your parents interact with the world. It's something that you're seeing in sort of the behaviour of other people around you at school.
He says students are reporting a lack of access to mental health services and education as some of the areas that need improvement.
Maybe this is a sign that we should be looking to young people to take the lead in some of these conversations. Young people have shown us through this survey that they're actually really concerned about racism.
In the Hume region of Melbourne's northwest, almost 45% of residents speak a language other than English. Myra Jamal is the Year 7 coordinator at Hume Central Secondary College, which has a high number of Pacific Islander and Arabic students.
They're a young age, very vulnerable, quite sensitive students, so if they were to obviously encounter racism, they would be very affected by it. Yes, definitely.
She says she knows of friends playing sport who have felt unwelcome because of their appearance.
Just looks, some offhand comments when things get a little bit heated or nasty within the game. Just things like that.
While racism is happening at a local level, most of the students reported instances of racism more often at professional football matches or other sporting events affecting people known to them.
He's got a bit of a dance going, a bit of a tribal dance.
The Carlton fans, I fancy.
And Goods goes and hams it up with the crowd. Looked like a traditional warrior dance as he headed out toward the boundary.
I have never seen anything like that in all my life.
It was a tribal dance ending with a fake spear directed at the Carlton cheer squad.
What are we dealing with?
When former Sydney Swans star Adam Goods was repeatedly booed, there was much debate at the time about the appropriateness of AFL crowd behaviour. This year, the AFL apologised for failing to call out the racism against Goods, who has since retired from the game. World Vision's head of community, Dale Amstberg, has told ABC News there is still more work to be done.
The sporting field should be a safe place for young people. What you often find, though, it's a competitive environment. Look, in my lifetime, and the Adam Goods example is a really good one, we've come so far. You know, we now celebrate Indigenous rounds across the AFL and the NRL, and there's amazing things that sport has done in promoting diversity. It shows we've still got a long way to go.
World Vision is encouraging young people to show their support for refugees by living out of a backpack for 40 hours. The challenge gives students a chance to step into the shoes of displaced refugees, and it starts next month. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.